I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3-0 Houston, third inning, and here's Will.
Thank you so much, Joe. Back to the top of the order for the Astros in Jose Altuve, and Cutter Crawford spins a slider in. 4-1 in the inside corner. Disappointing start to this one. Disappointing series thus far. And things are teetering for the Red Sox at the moment. The 0-1 is looped into left field. Another hit for the Astros. That one came in on Altuve. Kind of a jam shot. But he got enough of it. And Altuve in this series has his fifth hit. It leads it off. And now the real iron in the order with Bregman, Alvarez, and Tucker. But the nature of this game and this series will not keep us from having fun with Tom McManus, the president of CCL Cape Cod Lumber. Tom, good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
You better, you know, tune it up a little bit here. That was not the best start to your half inning.
Please don't blame me for this.
Listen, there is enough going on without anyone personally responsible. As a swing and a foul out of play down the right field line. Obviously, we're here these 2 days to raise money for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute through the Jimmy Fund. We've had patients and doctors and guests, and as someone who owns a company in this area, you're obviously so aware of the impact that the Jimmy Fund has in our community. Is Crawford ready at the belt? The 0-1 is Altuve runs, and it's a hit and run, beautifully executed. A line drive into right field. Altuve will jog to third, and the Astros are putting on a clinic this week at Fenway Park.
Well, they had 66 hits in their previous four games, and already five more.
Yeah, the Red Sox catching them at a bad time. But you're employee-owned business entirely. You're an institution in New England. What does the Jimmy Fund mean to you?
The Jimmy Fund has been such a big part of the Red Sox, New England. You know, growing up in New England, it seemed like the Jimmy Fund was a fixture, especially for a baseball fan. And when you have a company with 104, 105 employees, excuse me, there's always going to be somebody that's impacted by cancer.
Here's Yordan Alvarez. This is a terrifying spot. Crawford fires, and Yordan takes a strike on the outside corner.
And the Jimmy Fund is such a great place to spend donation money because there's so much good that this organization does. And, you know, growing up in the 60s.
0-1. Alvarez takes the ball.
Growing up in the 60s and 70s, cancer was always the word that was whispered.
Yeah.
And now, because of the work that the Dana-Farber's done, people can say it out loud because there's so many more people that have survived it.
Yeah.
And that's because of the work that they've done.
Yeah, it was much more of a death sentence and still, obviously, a lot of work to do. The 1-1 is a broken bat foul. How perfect is that?
That's perfect.
Like, just on cue. You know what?
He didn't use CCL lumber.
He didn't. That would not have happened.
That's right.
CCLCo.com. I mean, we love doing that every night. As Tom McManus, the president of Cape Cod Lumber, is with us.
I think I'm going to have to write him a check now.
You only brought one. We'll get to that in a little bit. It is 3-0 Astros in the top of the third. They are threatening again with runners at first and third. But, yeah, I mean, you can see where the dollars go.
Yeah, and, you know, being around this event now, this is the second time I've done this. And Chris, who works for me, he's done it a couple of years. And just in general, I've been to the game that this event happens at quite a few times.
1-2 to Yordan Alvarez. Cutter Crawford sets, he throws, and a swing and a miss. He got him with a slider. That is the biggest pitch of the afternoon by far from Crawford. He's gotten Alvarez for the first out of the inning. I said to Joe a moment ago, Tom, that when the Red Sox took the field with the Jimmy Fund starting nine, you look out there and Rafi Devers and Justin Turner, Adam Duvall and others have their arms around little kids going through cancer.
Yep.
It's a pretty powerful image.
It's extremely powerful. And
he's a pro. He's waiting for pitches.
Yes.
Tom is. Kyle Tucker is the hitter. Crawford trying to wiggle out of a major, major jam. One down in the third. Cutter throws. And Tucker takes the ball.
And, you know, my son and I did Fantasy Day a few years. So we've been involved in other Jimmy Fund events. And yeah, it's a game with a bunch of men, but you see them all reduced to tears when you hear these stories and you see these kids.
Many times that's happened to me, too. The 1-0 on the way to Tucker, here it is. And that's a fastball outside for ball two.
And cancer doesn't discriminate. and you know, I've been impacted by it in my life. I lost my mother when I was 18, and I just lost a close friend a couple of years ago. I lost my sister in 2018, all from cancer. Nobody is immune to it. It's going to hit somebody.
So pick up the phone right now. Make a donation. The 2-0 to Tucker is a strike on the outside corner. I mean, not 5 minutes ago, in the chair where you sit, was a young girl, not quite 2 years old. When she was 2 months old, was diagnosed with a rare brain tumor. She's got a twin sister, a five-year-old sister. Her mother had just had a treatment this morning with Ava at the Jimmy Fund. And it just puts losing streaks and playoff chases in perspective, that's for sure. The 2-1 is outside. It's 3-1 to Kyle Tucker.
That absolutely does put the whole game in perspective. But what's great about what the Red Sox have done with the Jimmy Fund all these years is that they've taken what the Red Sox do, which is gather people together, and they've leveraged that into this incredible event and all the other events that they have with the Jimmy Fund.
Three balls, one strike. Runners at the corners. The pitch to Tucker is a foul ball. He tried to stop his swing, did Turner, on a little cut fastball up and above the zone. It was off the barrel of the bat, and it stays 3-2. I'll say this for the Red Sox players, too, as Tom McManus, the president of Cape Cod Lumber, is with us. Even as they've played poorly these last few days, you would never know it from their appearances on radio and television, their interaction with the kids. If this is, despite what's currently happening between the lines, Joe and I get the real joy of being around these guys. This is a special group of players at the Red Sox, just on a personal level and a character level that they've assembled this year.
Well, Alex Cora told them after the Monday night disaster, put it behind you. More important things are happening with the Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and they've responded.
Yeah, they've done it. 3-2 to Kyle Tucker. Here's the pitch, and that is outside. A cut fastball that missed.
Yeah, and the you mentioned that between the lines isn't going well, and this is a great group. My son was just saying beforehand that the guy like Justin Tucker, or Justin Turner, that he's like the dad of the group.
He is.
And that's the kind of personality that the Red Sox have always been famous for having, that guy that he's not just a player, he's a personality, he's somebody that you'd want to go hang out with, as opposed to just a bunch of robotic guys that are really good hitting or throwing a baseball.
Yeah, it's a really good point. I mean, it goes to Mo Vaughn and David Ortiz and on and on. Even somebody like Brock Holt, who was a real binding agent on his team.
Yeah.
And it's exactly right. And it's amazing about Justin, you know, in his first year with his team, he's taken that leadership role and run with it.
Yeah. And he's fun to watch.
Oh, man. And he's just one of those players who every day, having the chance to watch him every day, makes you appreciate truly how great he is. All right, a big time jam for Cutter. Bases loaded for Chaz McCormick. The pitch is a little bit high, 93 mile an hour fastball. And it's 1-0.
I grew up, my mother was a big Red Sox fan, and I remember the Red Sox always had those players that people clung to. And I remember in September of 79, her waiting for Yaz to hit his 3,000th hit.
1-0. Cutter throws, and a strike on the outside corner.
I come home from school, and my mother would be like, we got to watch the game tonight. He's going to get his hit tonight.
Yeah. I had a ground ball to right that Willie Randolph might have let go.
Little alligator arm?
Yeah.
Oh, why not? Cutter Crawford would be a good name for a guy who works at CCL.
Yeah.
1-1 pitch is a cue shot down the first baseline, going to get a run home. Casas backhands. He will tag McCormick out. Coming home to score with a head-first slide is Jose Altuve. So, it is 4-0 Houston. But that was a big second out for Crawford. Obviously, Tom, you know, everything in its proper perspective. We're talking about the Jimmy Fund and the Red Sox. But what about some of the things that are going on at CCL right now that our listeners should be aware of?
Well, as an employee-owned company, which we're really excited about, we've been 100% employee-owned since 2021. And we enjoy the fact that when somebody does business with us, they're dealing with an owner, as opposed to them having to ask to speak to the owner. They are.
You're talking to them.
Yeah.
Here's Michael Brantley. He takes a curveball for strike.
That's a neat concept.
And it's great, and it's, you know, it's been embraced by our group, and we've got a really good group of employees. The former principal owner is still our CEO, and he still comes to work at 4:30 every morning.
Wants to beat everybody into the office.
Yeah.
Second and third for Houston, the 0-1 is ripped into right field. That's a base hit, and that is going to score two more runs. The throw is cut off by Casas. It is 6-0 Astros, and the fans at Fenway are unhappy.
As we said, this is an absolutely relentless attack the Astros have.
It is. And Cutter, who's been so good for the Red Sox, just does not have his A-plus stuff today.
You know, he's over 100 innings now. And
that's going to do it.
Career high, you wonder.
Wow, he's coming out. He's maybe hit a little bit of a wall here today. And if you have anything less than your best against this Houston lineup, it is not going to go well. Well, Tom, you guys have always been so generous with the Jimmy Fund, and it looks like that's going to continue this year.
Here is a check for $5,000 to the Jimmy Fund.
Amazing.
From CCL and our employee owners. And what the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber do is so important that we want to continue to fund it. It means a lot to us.
Well, thank you so much for your generosity, and we appreciate your partnership with our radio broadcasts and certainly your generosity today. Thanks so much.
Thank you,
Thank you, Tom.
All right.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.